Good morning. 00 hours. Mostly cloudy. 51 degrees. Good morning. 0100 hours. Mostly clear. 52 degrees. Good morning. 0200 hours. Clear. 52 degrees. Good morning. 0300 hours. Partly cloudy. 54 degrees. Good morning. 0400 hours. Partly cloudy. 53 degrees. Good morning. 0500 hours. Mostly clear. 51 degrees. Good morning. 0600 hours. Mostly clear. 51 degrees. Good morning. 0100 hours. Mostly sunny. 49 degrees.
Good morning, W8FU. Hey, FU2. Oh, man. Turning into the sun now. The longest part of my journey, straight into the sun.
Yeah, you're only supposed to live east of where you work.
It's a little high in the sky right now, so I can effectively use the screen, or the shade visor. God darn. But, you know, it all depends. You know, daylight savings, where the sun's positioned, all that stuff, time of year. Sometimes I drive, you know, you can't pull the visor down enough. It's like practically on the horizon. And it's right there, due east. I used to have that when I was going to Lawrence Tech. I went there in evening classes, and the sun was always setting. And I was driving straight into it. It was horrible. I remember that.
Yeah, maybe that's with a quick comment. I wouldn't have had that issue. There's nothing but cornfields around, so you don't have trees to block the sun. But, I don't have to go too far east before I'm heading south.
Go ahead, Donald.
Quick comment for Sean. Did you get a message from me about the intersection of Cass and Grosbeck being closed?
Yes, I did. I appreciate that. I got to go right through there, and I will have to alter my course today as a result. But it's not easy. There's almost no way around that. Convenient. I can go past and come back. What I can do is I'm probably going to go Grosbeck, and I'm probably going to turn near my dispatch center, the one that I took you in. And then there's a road that runs alongside of that that comes out right alongside of my office. So that'll get me past it.
Okay, well, I just wanted to let you, I just wanted to make sure you got it because I didn't want you not get the message and then be surprised about it and have it put a damper on your day. All right, Lisa, my message got through and you saw it. I'll let you get back to whoever you were talking to and let you go. KF8, BXS, we are clear.
okay. Truth be told, I would have forgot about it. And if I got there, I would have said, damn it. So I'm glad you reminded me. Anywho, I'm prepared for it, mentally at least.
Speaking of Donald, have you heard anything about arrangements for WA-80?
I have not, but, you know, I'm waiting on the son to give me some direction. And, you know, he's always not got even 5 minutes to discuss it. Yet, you know, I've got him on Facebook, and, you know, I see him posting zany pictures and, you know, wearing funny glasses and a hat and throwing signs and stuff and, you know, just in general doing it. It's like, really? You don't have 5 minutes to discuss, you know, what we're doing here? So, I don't know. I'm starting to really get annoyed by the whole thing. I'm going to have to just give him a call and say, look, we need to talk about this.
Yeah, they're living a life in California and not worrying about closing that door, I guess.
Yep, yep. That's for sure. I know his aunt, which is actually Don's sister-in-law, was his wife, not Catherine, but his previous wife's, deceased wife's sister. And she's real nice. I've talked to her several times. She's been coming there and doing some things, but she's just as, you know, she's just as clueless as far as, you know, what direction to go with everything. She's been, you know, given some instruction on some very specific, there's still a whole houseload of, you know, junk that needs to get hauled off or sold off or something, you know. I'm more than willing to help, but that is just, I've got my own projects, trust me, you know, so I just need him to make up his mind what he wants to do, you know. As far as the arrangements with Don, you know, himself, I heard his sister-in-law say to me, you know, I don't know, you may have to do something yourself. It's like, that me? Yep. So, I don't know.
Yeah, well, I'll have to do a trip out to Aldi or something, I guess.
Yeah, I don't know. So, I just, at first I thought it was just, you know, everything going on with the babies and everything like that with the son, but, you know, and I was giving them a lot of space, but looks like things are getting pretty much back to normal, and there certainly should be enough time to, you know, take 5 minutes and discuss, you know, the plans or lack thereof, either way. I'm guessing there's just absolutely, he's just avoiding it, head in the sand, and doesn't want to do anything about it. And he'll probably just hire a company to just come in and, you know, I don't know, just evo everything. That's my guess. So, you know, but I wish he'd tell me that, you know, because I could, there's a lot of stuff in there, you know, that I'm sure if you go to Goodwill or some stuff people want. I know Catherine's daughter came and picked up a lawnmower and a weed whacker and some other stuff on his direction. So, yeah, fine, then do that, you know, whatever.
Yeah, I know he's got some, at least radio equipment that wouldn't want to be hee-hoeing, but do a SK swap.
I've got all the radio equipment, and I mean, at least, you know, for the most part, there's still little odds and ends and stuff like that. Not really gear, but I've got pretty much all the gear, and I'm just waiting on him to give me some direction, you know, how he wants me to get rid of it. And, you know, if he wants, you know, market value for it, then I'm going to just say, where do you want me to put this for you? You know, which room you want me to stack it up in, because if you want market value for it, I'm not your guy. If you want me to sell it quickly, then let me know. You know, I made a list of everything, and I put real honest fair value on everything. I sent it to him. I said, this is what you got here. I Texas. They go, you know, if you could find somebody to go through everything and then list everything and then, you know, have multiple, you know, people interested, looking, tire kickers, deal with people, meet them places. You know, you had all that stuff, you know, and, you know, here's the price you could realize. Top, absolute top dollar. And, you know, like the $7,300, I said $800. I said, that's what, if you're lucky, you could get for one. I go, you're not going to get that. You know, what part of that do you want me to get? You know, and so I'm looking for a percentage or something just to give me some guidance of where his head is. And it makes all the difference in the world, whether I'm selling it or whether I'm giving it to him and saying, here's the list of what you got. Have at it.
Yeah, do you want to put the deal out there that's too big, too good to refuse, or do you want to wait for somebody that's desperate?
What I'm hoping is that, you know, like I tell him, you know, $7,300 is the jewel in his collection. He didn't have all that. You know, he had a couple of decent mobiles and an AL-80 amp. But I mean, it was pretty, after that, pretty thin pickings. You know, it was all Bofangs and TYTs and stuff like that. So, you know, there's nothing really, you know, exotic. There's, you know, maybe $3,500 market, full market value, all of his gear. And, you know, so I sent it to the kid, and I, you know, like, so, you know, if he told me, like, you know, let's just use the $7,300 because it's so well established. You know, I told him, hey, if he tells me, okay, give me six for it, then anything, you know, six or less, you know, okay, fine. If he wants me to get seven for it or more, I'm probably going to say, you know what, why don't you handle it?
I'm sure love those Bofangs and what is it, that BT-1, the little $10 radio. get your feet wet.
Oh my God, he's got about 20 of those, you know, cheap, really cheap Bofang, Pungjung, or whatever name they changed their name to. Bofang, TYT, Retrevis, he's got Retrevis or whatever. I mean, it's like I've never seen so much of that Chinese junk in one spot. So, crazy. There's some older, there's an older icon, real old, you know, like, and it wasn't even upstairs, it was down in a cabinet in the basement, so I don't even know if it works, and, you know, the AIM RAM stuff, he had a Yaesu in the mobile, in the van, so, you know, so there's a couple, like I said, a couple of, you know, decent mobiles, but, in the amp and the 7300, but, whatever. Just got to figure out what he wants to do with it. And then there's, as far as the rest of the stuff, there's some lawn, a little bit of lawn and garden stuff, you know, but, sounds like he's letting, Dory and Catherine's, kids, have whatever they want of that. So I didn't even ask about any of that. I just told him I'd help him with the radio gear.
I think he had, what was it, an FTM-100 in the van that, is it that icon, one of those ones that need to, is it John Mill again?
I'll have to look. There was a Yaesu. It's probably FTM-100. I didn't pay attention close to these names. I just started throwing everything in a box. But yeah, that's probably it. And yeah, there was an ICOM too of some sort. And I know he had a D-Star radio and a Fusion radio, so, you know, that's my guess on, you know, on those. So you're probably right.
Yeah, I think the only thing he had for D-Star was that 51.
Yeah, I'm not, that's the handheld, right? Yes, he had a D-Star, he has a D-Star handheld, right? And then I've been playing with that. I told, you know, I kind of put a little name by that. If I like it, I may be interested in buying that, depending on the price, but, I don't know, I've been playing with it, and it just doesn't really do anything for me.
Yeah, my 52 is my go-to, you know, travel radio when I need to, when I need the front panel program something. It's the easiest to it was my Yaesu, the FT-70, but that thing just, I don't know, that FT-70 never really was a crown jewel for me. It never got too much into Fusion. I'd use it once in a while, but just, you know, check the box.
Yeah, I got that FT-5 when they were running that special on them a year or so ago, or 2 years ago, and I don't ever pull it out of the charger anymore. I got the charger, 2 batteries. Thing never leaves the house, never turn it on. And then I've been playing with that 51 when I grab a handheld that's not a work handheld. I've been grabbing that 51, and it's not bad. I mean, no keypad, you know. I just, you know. And I guess, you know, it's not terrible putting a DTMF sequence into it to, like, steer a note or something like that, but it's still pain. You know, I guess you can make memories, makes it a little better, but I'd like to have a keypad. But otherwise, it's not bad. And then I got that Anytone, which I prefer that Anytone 878 that I got from Larry. I'd prefer that to any of them, really.
Yeah, I've heard good things about that Anytone. It's, yeah, I guess that one downfall at that ICOM is, you know, there's no numbers to push for DTMF. You gotta spin a little dial around to get it. For some reason, I thought the 52 was gonna have to do that, but it doesn't. And, yeah, the other thing is, with my 52, at least I get a screen burn in on mine. I think it's on all the time, and you get like a shadow of all the other text that has been on it ever.
On which one?
The ID-52.
That's crazy. Screen burn. Who the funk? W8FU, I'm pulling up to the Starbucks drive-thru, so I gotta set this down in order.
Take a half cab latte, I don't know. Anyway.
Whatever Lady Marmalade said in that song. Uka Loka Laka Hi or something, I don't know. All right, all ordered up in the queue. You probably don't even know Lady Marmalade.
No, doesn't sound familiar. Messed up again this morning. It is. Poured out the coffee and threw the lid on it. I forgot to put the creamer in. But, it's going to be a interesting morning.
Looks like they got Cass and Grossbeck open. There's signs, but people are rolling.
Shut it down just for the weekend?
There's some sort of water main or something. I don't know. It's supposed to be shut down for quite some time, according to the article I read.
About 9:30, and they said it was going to be shut down for as long as 5 weeks.
It's one heck of a water main break. Or is that a sewer line like they did on 15 Mile?
Well, I'm going to go for it. I'm going to see what's going on. The only way I can deal with it is if I know what the situation is. So I'm gonna go through the intersection right now.
Well, Sean's listening. That Macomb County article, I'm not subscribed to it, you know, because I no longer live in Macomb County, but I just saw it was late, and I just thought, like I said, I just texted you a heads up on it, of what it said, briefly, and, you know, like I say, but maybe they haven't even started yet or something. I don't know. I mean, it is early in the morning. But anyway, I did my part and gave you a heads up, so glad you got it. KF8BXS, have a great day, gentlemen. I'm on my second cup of coffee. Or actually, well, it's not a cup, it's a mug. Have a great day.
No, I read it too. It did say it was going to be down for several weeks, so. But I'm looking now. I'm not there yet. I can see the intersection from where I'm at, but I can't quite see what's going on. I do see some orange signs, but they're, like, covered. So it looks like maybe they're getting ready to shut it down. I don't know. So I will ask the Commission of Roads. W8FU.
You just got a knock on their door over there,
ain't you? Call my buddy Mike. Say, Mike, what's up? He'll say, how the hell would I know? I sit in an office. No, he probably knows. Pretty sharp guy. Wide open. Just pulling up now. There is a sign that says eastbound Hubbard Street, but whatever it's supposed to tell us is covered with a board. There's another one. So it looks like they're getting ready to shut it all down. There's signs all over the place, but it ain't happening right now. There is absolutely zero obstructions or stoppages at Cass and Grossbeck.
Yeah, you'll find out on your way home.
Okay, and I'm just north of Cass, and it says end road work. So, and there's a bunch of signs before I got there. There's a whole bunch of orange girls all over the damn place here, so. Northbound Hubbard detour ends. So. Looks like they're going to route people around it on Hubbard Street, so. They're getting ready for it, whatever it is. So there was probably a date, starting such and such a date.
Seems to be less emergent than what it sounded like.
Well, I'll figure it out today. All right, with that, I am making the final approach, Lance. You drive safe, have fun at work, and we'll catch you a little later on. I'm going to transfer inside, and I'll have the radios on probably within 15, 20 minutes. That's right. Figure out what all is going on here this morning. See if there's any fires that need to get put out. And get settled in my office. I usually flip the radio on in the background. So, catch you later. Yep, there's a guy walking dogs. He must be walking from the animal shelter. Who knows? Right where I had to turn in. All right, I'm here. Catch you later. After yours.
W8FU. Yep, I'm still showing 30 minutes before I hit the office. The price of living out in the boonies. 73CABY.
BOT, radio check.
W8GIO, loud and clear.
Good morning, 0800 hours, sunny, 50 degrees. Good morning, 0900 hours, mostly sunny, 54 degrees.
Thank you.
Is it a cognitive thing or an OCD thing? W8CPT.
Good morning, 1000 hours. Sunny. 62 degrees.
N8KPT.
Good morning, 1100 hours. Mostly sunny. 64 degrees. Good afternoon, 1200 hours, partly sunny, 64 degrees. Good afternoon, 1300 hours, cloudy, 67 degrees. Good afternoon, 1400 hours, mostly cloudy, 68 degrees.
CQ, CQ, W8, VIJ calling CQ and bye for any calls.
Good afternoon, 1500 hours, partly sunny. 65 degrees.
KF8EXF from W8FU.
Good afternoon, 1600 hours. Mostly cloudy. 68 degrees.
WDAE monitoring.
KFA POD radio check.
Good afternoon. 1700 hours. Sunny. 67 degrees.
W8FU.
Yeah.
Right.
Even on Tuesday?
Yep, even on Tuesday. Oh, driving home, I assume?
Yep, had a 4:30 meeting that was supposed to be done at 5:15. And finished at 5:15 and the boss comes on and has a whole bunch of questions. So, you know, 20 minutes later, I finally went home.
Oh, God, question guy at the end of a meeting. Everybody wants to strangle him.
Yeah, unfortunately, he's your boss's boss. You can't even ignore him.
Yeah, you gotta act alert, like, oh yeah, yeah, good question, good question.
Unfortunately, I had to answer a few.
Were you ready for him? Did you have the questions, Johnny, on the spot? Did you answer with confidence?
Yeah, mostly. Probably not the answers I wanted to hear, but the state we're at.
How come I got so much cabin noise? Is that what they were asking you?
Yeah, no, that doesn't really bother me anymore. It's the holding the car together when you drive an F-150 inside of it.
Alrighty, I am making the final approach to home. I'm going to make this my last, and we'll be back on from inside in a bit. W8FU.
Yeah,
I've
got 45 minutes still. 7-3-8-8-1.
That's why you make the big bucks.
I don't know if they're that big. 8-8-8-1.
Good evening, 1800 hours. Sunny. 66 degrees. Good evening, 1900 hours. Sunny. 65 degrees. Good evening, 2000 hours. Sunny. 62 degrees. Good evening. 21 hours. Clear. 59 degrees.
KE8TFM, this is W8EAP. KE8TFM, this is W8EAP.
KE8TFM.
KE8TFM, W8EAP.
Hello, hello.
KE8TFM. Joe, just sitting in the kitchen. I got one phone in the kitchen right now. The one I'm going to take up north, so I had it in here so I could eat dinner and listen to the radio.
Very cool. Yeah, I'm at over by the steakhouse, 22 and Van Dyke, so not that far out.
Yeah, we all met up there Saturday night. Pretty good time. Pretty good time. Yeah, we'll try there again or maybe some other place next time. I think you were out on your boat that night.
Yeah, I'm going to try going out tomorrow. Hoping I can wrap up work early, and then I'm going to take the boat out and see if I can get out there fishing for a few hours tomorrow. Should be pretty nice. Wind won't be bad.
Rajo. All right. I'll head down in the garage in a few minutes. How does this thing sound, by the way?
Sounds fine. I can't really, I wouldn't know that it's a phone. It sounds just like a radio, but sounds good.
Well, that's the point. That is the point. But yeah, just something cool. Another gadget to add to the collection. So when I get out there one night, don't feel like talking on the radio, fire this bad boy up. And the conference call mode is really cool, too. Try that out one night. Anywho, all right, I'm going to start heading down into the garage. I'll catch you in about 10 minutes. W8EAP.
All right, sounds good. KE8TFM.
Good evening. 22 hours. Clear. 56 degrees.
Hello, J23 AEL, J23 Alpha Lima, calling CQ and standing by.
54 degrees.
Hello, this is J23 AEL, calling CQ through Echo Link and standing by. Over. CQ, CQ, Juliet, Quebec 3, Alpha, Alpha, Lima, calling CQ and standing by. Over.